Good morning, everyone. As usual, we will start the lecture by first reciting the verse for beginning the sutra. We're going to recite in English first and then follow with the Chinese. Please join your palms. The unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. 无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实意。
阿弥陀佛，各位菩萨，大家非常精进哦。昨天是三十系列，今天又跑过来了。
Everybody is very diligent. A lot of you came for yesterday's special praying ceremony, and again, you came here today for the Dharma talk.
我们无相颂剩下这个礼拜，那下一次就要讲宝镜无尽啊，所以今天无论如何一定要把它讲完。
Today, will be our last week talking about the formless verse. We're gonna finish it today because the following talk is going to be talking about an entire different subject.
其实都是禅宗的东西啊，这个只是这个宝镜无尽比较偏向于朝洞中的东西啊。
The next subject we're going to talk about is direct translation will be Great Mirror is infinite mirror is the mirror. Same thing, it's all talking about the same principle of Chan compared to formless verse.
那在六祖就是无相颂还没有分朝洞跟什么跟灵机。
However, infinite mirror is no mirror, is more geared toward talking about the 朝洞 sector of Chan. However, during six patriarch time, there is no difference between 朝洞 sect and 灵机 sect in Chan school.
那朝洞的讲的教理比较多，比较完整啊。
However, 朝洞 sector of the Chan, it is more organized and more complete in terms of the doctrine of Chan.
另外，我们的另一个目的已经说要卖书了。
The other purpose, a practical purpose, is we want to sell the book.About infinite mirror.
That. 并不是因为我翻的关系啊，是不是？
不是因为什么？
那本书是我翻的嘛，翻成中文。
Not because it was translated by me into Chinese.
好，我们现在回到主题啊。今天是因为有四句啊，一定要把它讲完了。欲疑化他人，自惜有方便，勿令彼有疑，即是自信现啊。
Okay, we're going to finish the last four lines. If one wishes to transform others, one must have expedient means. Do not allow them to have doubts. This is the manifestation of the self nature.
哦，一般我们在 就是度人啊，度化别人啊，那通常很多人就是请他来什么，来学佛，来皈依，来打坐，来做法会，然后就表示已经度了一个人了哈，是不是啊？那这边的度化他人是什么？让他从这一个迷变成开悟，这边的那个度是以这个为目标啊。
Well, in general, when we think about delivering other sentient beings, we have in mind of bringing them to the center, to a, you know, a Buddhist temple, and persuade them to take the precept, or take the refuge, and then start the meditation practice, and then start to participating in different kind of Buddhist ceremonies, and that's how we envision of delivering sentient beings in our mind. But here, when you talk about delivering sentient beings, it talks about how to help sentient beings to discover their own self-nature.
当然那个人本来不学佛，不来听讲经，那你把他用各种方法让他来听经，那接下来可能听了华师或是师父的开示以后开悟，那这样的话你也有一个什么，有部分的什么功劳，如果要分讲经的话，你应该也分一部分嘛。
Of course, when someone, you know, has never really heard anything about Buddha Dhamma, and you try your ways of bringing this person in, and then eventually he got enlightened. And because of that, of course you got some share of the rewards of him, finally becoming enlightened.
那这边是说要让人家开悟，你必须要有方便啊。那其实不止让人家开悟有方便，包括让不学佛的人学佛也需要方便，对不对？
Here talks about using expedient means to help others to reach enlightenment. But let's not talk about to that, you know, to really eventually make people enlightened. Just trying to help people to come in to listen to the Dharma.Participating in activities in the temple itself needs expedient means.
像有些人他在度先生就很难，将来来什么来庙里面打坐听经，他就是不来啊。所以有些人他就买书哈，买那个书的书，那就放在他的桌子上，也不告诉书，也不告诉先生。可能久以后，先生就觉得那到底在讲什么，自己看的啊。这是一种方法。
For example, sometimes a wife tries to persuade the husband to come into the temple and practice with her. Nah, the husband, you know, wouldn't want to do that. And in trying to, you know, say, hey, there's a Dharma gathering, it's really good for you, let's go. Nah, the husband doesn't, you know, want to do that.So she figured a way, she bought some books, Buddhist books. And what she did was she just put on his desk and didn't mention anything about, you know, you should read this and all that. She just put it there. After a while, the husband became curious about what's going on in the book. You know, what's this inside, you know, so he will then pick it up and start reading himself.
就你强迫他看他不看，可是你把他摆在那边了，有一天他就养养的就去看了。
In other words, if you force him to read it, he wouldn't do it. But if you just put it there, and then over time he'll get curious, and then his own curiosity will make him to read it.
那在台湾我们有一些父母啊，就是请他的小孩子去打漆啊，那时候你如果七天都没有跑，那一天1000块，那七天就7000块这样子。
In Taiwan, we have this kind of situation. parents want to, you know, persuade their children to go to a 7-day retreat, they bribe them. They say, okay, if you don't run away during the retreat, every day you stay, I'll pay you $1,000.
So we have seen students, they are very struggling, they are not able to handle it, but they still want that $7,000.
So many of the students came to the retreat really struggling a lot, but when they thought about money, they stayed.
还有一次我看到有个那学生哦，他准备投保，把他的行李哦，就是先丢到那个墙外哦，那被我们守卫看到，我们守卫就奇怪怎么样，就把他捡回来，就让他跳出去哦，没看到行李。
One time, a student wanted to run away. So what he managed was to first threw his luggage over the fence. And then the security saw luggage outside the fence, and then he just picked it up and bring it back to the train hall. And the student went out and didn't find his luggage.
那最后还是回来跑，还找那行李。那因为跑就是跑啊，还是没办法啊。
Well, eventually he came back, pick his luggage up, and still left. If you want to left, you want to leave, you can't stop it.
所以度就度一个人，你要一些方便。那这边开悟其实也要很多方便啊。
In other words, to deliver sentient beings, you need a lot of expedient means. Same thing.To reach enlightenment, itself also needs a lot of expedient means.
像那一个林济禅师啊，他就跟那个谁，跟黄檗禅师有没有？跟他学禅啊，可是就是什么，就不开悟。后来他就问他，就被黄檗打，就是。问三次就打三次，还是不开悟，就准备走了、啊。那邻居就知道说他的眼跟他的眼不在他这一边，就请他去什么，去跟那个大鱼啊禅师啊，就是请他参。就他问大鱼禅师说，为什么我去问我的师父，那我师父都打我？就那个大鱼禅师讲说啊你这个师父啊，老婆心切啦，就他就开悟了。
A story about 灵济 Master 灵济 when he was studying under his own 师父 Master 王波 he went to his teacher three times. Each time when he asked his questions, he got hit.By his teacher. And then it came to him, he thought that maybe the affinity that he and his teacher was not right. So he decided to leave. So he went to another Chan master, Master Da Yu. So he described to Master Da Yu what happened.Between the interaction of him and his teacher, Master Wang Bo. And Master Da Yu then commented, he said, you know, your teacher treating you just like an old mother, really very, you know, care of you, treating you really with great care. Upon that, Lin Ji got enlightened.
应该就只是根基哈、啊，哎、欸，甚至方便之一啊。像佛在度人啊，就有一个故事啊，就是有一个人，有个老太婆，她很讨厌这个出家人啊。那有一天就是有个出家人去他家偷钵，那个人可能就是多要一点东西，他就说这个出家人， 他就讲说你这个秃头这个他那么贪心，他说以后不要再见到你们这些秃头的啊。那他的儿子是一个很虔诚的佛教徒，那就跟佛陀讲说怎么办，那佛陀就来度他了啊。佛陀度到他家，他看到佛陀就赶快什么上，那佛陀就用神通啊，就出现在他的前面，结果他就赶快头又转往右边转，那好啊，转哪里就佛陀出现在哪里，然后他就很害怕，就用手哈、哦、把他眼睛遮起来，结果佛陀又出现在了吗？在他的手里面呢、哦，他更害怕了，然后就最后就什么，就趴在地上了。他说这个人哇，这个幻术好厉害，他不讲过神话，幻术好厉害。然后最后佛陀一看，什么通都用了，他说没有用了，然后就告诉他的儿子说，你现在去找哈、哦，找他的一个朋友，是一个外道的哈。哦，那这个外道刚皈依佛没有多久，就那个老太婆啊，就去找那个外道来，加两句话就什么就皈依了。可是佛用的什么哇，很大的力量，就是不离佛。
Talking about expedient means, I'll share you with a story happened during the Shakyamuni Buddha's time. There was this old lady.Really despise monks. She just, you know, one time a monk came to her place begging for food. And this monk asked a little bit more. She got upset. She said, you, ballhead, you're so greedy. I don't want to see any of you from now on. But her son was a very, very, devoted Buddhist. So he was very concerned of his mother's well-being. So he went to the Buddha and told the Buddha the situation. So the Buddha decided to calm down her himself to help her. So what he did was he again went to her place and begging for food.And when she saw the Buddha, she turned her face this way so that she won't see him. But then Buddha will use his own supernatural power, then reveal in front of her face. Regardless which side she switched her head, Buddha would always show up in front of her. Even to the point she used her hand,cover her face, and the Buddha would show up in the palm of her face. At that point, she then lay down. She was just like saying, oh, this person is had too much of magic power. Still wouldn't want to see the Buddha. So upon that point, Buddha decided, it's not going to be helpful. He then told his son, you should goand reach out to her former teacher, who is a practitioner of outer path. But that person just happened recently had converted, became a Buddhist under the Buddha. So the son went to this teacher, and the teacher then came to her place, just talked to her,a short while, and she changed her mind.
所以这个也蛮重要的哈。我之前也看到，在台湾有一个人，就是爬到那个顶楼的高楼啊，啊，说要自杀，要跳。哦，下面一大堆的什么警察啦、消防车啦啊，就在这边跟他折腾。那有人爬上去，这边劝他说不要跳啊，啊，劝了三个小时都没有用。就最后请他的，好像请他的妹妹还是姐姐来。他妹妹就讲一句话：“你神经病啊！”就下来了。
So, when you try to deliver people, whether you're having affinity with this person or not, it's crucial. For For example, something real happened in Taiwan. A person had decided he wanted to kill himself. So he went to the top of the floor of the building, ready to jump. Oh, there are hundreds of people on the ground, trying to convince him why it's not a good idea, you know, you shouldn't, you know, life is precious and all that. Nothing changed his mind. Finally, they found someone who is his own sister. So his sister went up there to the roof, just say one thing. Are you crazy? That was it. He changed his mind and came down.
那这边的那个方便，这个也算是跟他有缘的是个方便，可是这边讲到的是，是另外一个，就是你要让他不会起，这边是针对是什么？是开悟的，让他不会起怀疑，那我再讲一个故事，你们可能有听过，有一个人去问一个禅师。 那说有没有西方极乐世界啊？那个禅师说，假禅师就说有，然后他就跑来再问一个乙禅师，说有没有西方极乐世界？那个乙禅师说没有，这两个是冲突的，对不对？ 然后这个那个机师就问他说：“我问那个，他说有啊，你怎么说没有？”然后这个禅师就问他说：“你有没有老婆？有，你有没有什么？有没有财产？有。”然后问他什么东西，通通说是有。可是法师什么东西都没有，对不对？然后他就告诉他说：“ 法师什么东西都没有，所以法师讲有是对的。可是你什么东西都有，你需要有西方极乐世界。也就是说，像这一个，对禅师来讲的话，讲有也对，讲没有也对。可是什么，机师就会迷糊了。那迷糊的话，你必须要说出一套道理来，能够让他懂。那如果我们一般人，就会，为什么这边讲无，为什么这边讲有？我们常常
The key point is here when we try to deliver sentient beings is to help them deal with their own doubts. Now here when we talk about, in this verse, we're talking about helping people to get enlightened. But during ordinary situation, when we are helping others, we actually are really focused on helping them to be more cleared with their own doubts. For example, there's a story. A person who asked a teacher,
那假不是禅师。
He asked a Chan master, A, is there a Western Pure Land? Chan master A said, yeah, absolutely. Then he went to another Chan master B. Same question. Is there a Western Pure Land? The Chan Master B said, absolutely no. So he got confused. Well, he said, well, the Chan Master A said, there is Western Pure Land. And how come you say no? Okay, so the Chan Master B said, then 他自己又去那个A禅师，还是他就跟那个乙禅师。 So the Chan Master B said, well, but do you have a wife? He said, oh yeah, I have a wife. Well, do you have a job? Oh yes, I have a job. Do you have a house? Yes. So then, of course, then, everything he asks, the person answers yes. So you see, yes, there is a Western Pure Land. But to a Chan master, he doesn't have any of that thing. So, his answer will be, there's no Western Pure Land. So to a Chan master, he could see situation responded either yes or no, and they all correct. But to this person who's been asking the question, sometimes they get confused because they don't know which is right.
同样的，像师父在早期哦，在打气的时候。
哦，对不起，法师。So because they are confused, the way we are helping them is to help them to clarify their confusion and their doubting situation.
When you say that you put a Chan master, there is no house, there is no job, there is no wife. Are you saying that the Chan master sees that the house, wife, and so on of this person are not permanent and therefore
no.
Or are you saying that a Chan master, because he's a Chan master, has taken vows and so on, he doesn't live, he doesn't have a wife, he's taken vows of celibacy? Is that
no. My understanding from Francis' talk is he could see things from different perspectives. From the perspective of his own situation, he is a Chan master. He doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have a house. So from that perspective, he sees the answer is no, there's no Pure Land. However, if he sees the situation from the perspective of that particular person who asked the question, who is he has a wife, he has a house, so if he answered that question from that perspective, then answer will be yes, he has a wife. So it's really depending on which perspective you are answering that person. So in other words, it could create confusion to that person who asked the question, not understanding where is that Chan master coming from when he responded.
Yeah, you have to speak, you must call the video. The other people didn't know what you're talking about.
So, 这个 Bill 他问，就是说，他的意思就是说，法师是回答这个居士是说，没有，是不是因为他已经把一切的这个现象都看成是幻化的，所以对他来讲是没有，也就是说是从他的自己这个修行的这个地点，论点来看，是一个是所有都是幻化，就是没有。哦，那我的了解，法师的解释是说，一位禅师他回答这个人的问题的时候，他有不同的角度来回答。他是以一个是以他自己这个自己这边这个主观的这个角度来看，因为他本身是一个禅师，他什么都没有，所以他回答的是没有。那另外一个是他从居士的角度来回答的话，那居士什么都有，所以这个西方极乐世界是有的，对这个机制来看是有的。
好
，Welcome back.
Yeah, if you want to ask a question, just wait until the end.
Sorry, because we want to finish this ball. We have a purpose here.
比如说，早期师父在带期那时候小三的时候会。就会手会挤出来啊，那问学生，那这是什么？啊，那我们一定会回答是手掌嘛，对不对？那就有一个学生就在那边不敢讲，他说这个回答手掌一定不对的，可是好像他又感觉他是手掌，所以一直在那边要回答什么，我要回答什么这样子，那就是说。什么啊？快讲啊！他最后想一想说，大概骗不了师父，就讲说所长啊，师父说你知道为什么不讲？人家大概知道，就是说当你的心很平静的时候，其实你看到这个东西， 你可能不知道它是什么东西，你没办法回答那个是手掌，因为什么？没有念头嘛。
I'll give you another example how Sufu interact with his students in one of the retreat during the interview. In the past, or during the early time, Sufu frequently would do this. Tell me what is this? And student will respond, you know, will answer. And one student, when he does this,Tell me what is this? And the student was struggling and saying, what should I say this? What should I say that? And I mean, if I say this, and then he'll say no, but if I say that, and so he was like pondering in his own mind how he should best answer Sifu's question. He was struggling, and Sifu then say, quickly answer, what is this? And he figured, I can't fool him. So he respond, it's your palm.And Sifu then say, well, if you knew it, why didn't you say earlier?
那同样就是也是有一次，那书再举起来，就是问另外一个学生，这是什么？那个人大概看了很多禅宗的公案，他就上去了，要抢书的香板，要打师傅。因为标准答案是这样子，对不对？要是啪就是什么？就是什么，我什么时候都没有了。啊，如果你是禅师怎么办？哇，这一个，假如你真的就是不是禅师的话，你说哇，糟糕怎么办呢？跟他讲道理，可是师父马上讲说，你还没有开悟，你不能抢香板啊。结果他那个他以前看到光还没有这个答案，他就不敢打师父了，
So, when Sifu does this, if you really don't have any illusory thoughts in your mind, in other words, your mind and body are unified, there is no wandering thoughts. Normally, you wouldn't know what to answer. Well, another situation, a student, same thing, you know,thought, you know, he really read a lot of the Koan, a lot of the books, a lot of the Chan stories, so he really knew what's supposed to be the standard answer. So one time, when Sifu, you know, asked the question, he quickly wanted to grab the incense stick, and Sifu then grabbed the incense stick back and said, hey, you haven't got enlightened, you can't hit me.And upon hearing that, well, there was no standard answer at that situation, so then he didn't know what to do.
那我还记得就有一次继承法师他跟师父打了两次禅期，连续两个禅期。那第一次师父的开始越讲越深，越讲越深。结果第二期了呢，师父越讲越浅，越讲越浅，就要讲故事。他说什么？两个什么？两批人哈、就第一批的人就是大家都很有善根，那师父一直讲，大家都跟得上。而第二批的人是什么？师父讲的他们嫌深，再强，再降低又嫌深，最后只好讲什么？讲故事。可是这同样的哦，他这个继承法师就是连续参加两批啊，就发觉什么？这个根基不一样，是不是开始就跟了跟着不一样。
Another story happened to Sifu during a 14-day retreat. The first 7 days, Sifu's talk, every day, the level of the content became more and more advanced. Because each time he raised the level, everybody works very hard and could understand what he was trying to say. So he just keep raising the bar. After the first 7 days, and then the second 7 days, continue, right, 14 days. The second 7 days, Ji Chen Fa Shi was in the retreat observing Sifu's talks. That's why Ji Chen Fa Shi told the story. To others. And that's why, how I heard it. So the second 7 day, Shufu's talk changed. He started by talking this, and the second day, the content changed, become less advanced, more and more in the beginning, concept for the beginners. To the point, until the last day, Shufu was simply just talking about stories. So different kind of affinity or different kind of virtuous roots that every participant would have, Shufu will then change his talks based on what they need at that point.
我记得在南部有一个禅师啊，他你去请教他，他说啊，这个阿弥陀佛，他想说我们这边没有佛啊，就跑掉了。那个问的人就觉得很奇怪啊，我跟你问好，你怎么说没有佛？然后你就告诉他说，他是这样子，你不要讲佛，不要讲阿弥陀佛，他是禅的，你不要讲阿弥陀佛。第二次他又去了，说法师，我来请法，就那个禅师讲说，我们这边没有法，又跑掉了，这样你就不知道干嘛，然后就讲阿弥陀也不对，请法也不对，其实他就要什么？要扫掉你的执着，可是很多人是听不懂的。
There is a chair master in southern part of Taiwan. One student went to his temple, and when he saw him, he said, "Amitabha," meaning Amitabha Buddha. And the master told him,Wait here, we don't have Buddha here. And then he left. And the student was stunned. And he then asked some people that familiar with this Chan master. And the person told him, no, you can't really say anything about Buddha or Amitabha, anything about that in front of him. Okay, so he heard that. Second time, same thing, he went to the temple.And then to see this master. In front of him, he said, Master so-and-so, I came here to really seek the Dharma. And the master said, We don't have Dharma here. And he left. So, if people who really don't know what he was trying to do, what he was trying to do is to shake off, to break people's attachments,to either the Buddha or to the Dharma. But if you don't understand that, then you wouldn't understand why he did what he did.
所以我们在早期的师父的刚开始带去的那个开示哦，就是很什么，很利啊，就是要你开悟的。可我们到晚期的时候，师父就反过来说，达七啊，没有开悟这件事啊。以后的话是说不讲开悟，连这个都不比了。早期的话就比这一个，早期就是哭啊闹啊，啊我们在晚期以后就是常常就是什么静静的没什么事。
So, it also happened to 师父. Over the years, he changed his style of teaching. In the beginning, he's really, stern and he's really using these really direct and harsh words and, scolding to trying to help his disciples to get enlightened. And then a few years later, he told people, hey, enlightenment, there's no such thing. And then, from that, move to the current time, not even mention about whether there is or there is not of enlightenment. He simply just say, relax your body and mind,So, every time you go to retreat, it's very quiet. Nothing happened.
那包括比如说我们师父就是请大家参话头啊，最早的时候可以用四个话头，什么是无，什么是什么，偷的实质是谁，还有父母什么，本来的面目是什么，还有什么念佛是谁。那大概这样子的，也大概我们带了一段时间，最后化解很难带。为什么你只能够问、哦、不能像说什么是无就是什么是无 所以现在师父最后的一个七就讲说，全部收为一个什么什么是无，其他不用了。所以这个会随着因缘变化而改变那个这个什么方便。
Same thing with the wattles. In the beginning, 师父 taught the wattle method. He allowed participants to choose one of the four common wattles. What is wu? What is the original phase before you were born? Who is dragging the cord? And who is reciting the Buddha's name? So you can choose either one of these. That's in the beginning. And then over the years, causes condition change to the point he said, nah, that's too complicated. Everybody use just one wattle. What is who?
好，我们要赶快开快车。
Now we're going to speed up the talk.
就后来在世间不离世间劫，那离世觅菩提，恰如求兔角。
Okay, the next one. The Buddha Dharma exists in the world and is not realized apart from the world. Looking for Bodhi, i.e. enlightenment, apart from the world is just like looking for horns on a hare.
我们一般就认为就是佛法是什么出世间法啊，所以就要离开什么离开世间啊，到什么到山上啊，就是什么恍思行道，对不对？而这边是讲是什么佛法什么是在世间的，他不离开在世间里面，在世间里面去觉悟佛法。
Ordinary sentient beings thought when they decided to seek the Dharma, they had to really move away from the world, go into the deep mountain and seeking for a special teacher and trying to really get the Dharma. But here, it mentioned very clearly, Buddha Dharma exists in the world. And that's it. If you, apart from this, you're not going to get anything.
像我们就是会持五戒，什么不杀盗淫妄，对不对？那这样这个有没有离开世间？
Now question: when we practice Buddha Dharma, we take the five precepts. We're trying to cultivate a pure conduct. When we do that, does that mean we are away from the world?
我们有一些居士就说哇很难修呢，在家里面哇就是太太什么障碍儿子干扰啊，很难修啊。曾经有一个这个有一个菩萨，他说他受不了他的婆婆，他说我看来出家好了。我们就跟他讲说，你一出家齁，我们庙里面有两百个婆婆在等你。
A one lay practitioner commented, oh, it's really hard practicing, at home, because, my wife really is an obstacle to me, to my practice, and my son is really interfering my practice, especially, my in-law, oh, forget about it, and then she's really bad. So because of that, she wanted to just leave home and become a monk.And then when he talked to us about the idea of leaving home and wanting to become a monk, and when we find out the reason, we told him, you know what? At home, you only have one in-law. In here, you have about 200 of them. How come there are so many of them in the temple? How come? Because those, female monastics.
你进去以后，那法师会叫你说，你要这样做，那样做，这个不能这样做，不能那样做，比那个婆婆还唠叨。
Oh, not just the female. Altogether, there are 200. Because you see, when you come to, when you leave home and enter the monastery, You're going to be told by about 200 others that you should do this and you should do that, you should not do this and not do that.
我记得我们有一些法师进去以后就被送到厨房去啊，我们把他说厨房是地狱什么地狱训练班嘛。啊，那就是那个厨房负责厨房那个叫点座啊，那点座好像他煮的也不怎么高明啊，他说不是很高明，只是他出来的时间比较久了啊。那你进去以后你就发觉这不应该这样煮啊，不应该这样切菜啊。啊，跟那些点座讲啊，他不理你呢，他就是要什么，要你听他的，那你就实在是没办法了，就跟师父告状啊，说他不懂啊，外行领导内行啊，叫师父怎么讲啊？说就是要在那边待，他就待到你乖乖的啊。
When someone just, you know, shave their hair.And became a monastic in training. Normally, they will be sent into the kitchen. That's the first course of, we call that, send it to the hell and do the training in hell. And when you are new, you observe anything, you know, see that person who's in charge, who doesn't even know how to cook.No, he doesn't know how to cut the vegetable, he doesn't know how to, you know, make the sauce and all that. This person was trying to change the person who's in charge of the kitchen, say, no, you shouldn't do this and that. And the person who's in charge just wouldn't listen and just keep asking them to follow the order, you know, you do what I said, you know. And the person really, you know, to the point, say, no, this is not right.I gotta talk to Sifu about this. So the person usually will go to Sifu and say, you know, that person who's in charge of the kitchen knows nothing about anything about cooking. You don't even know how to cut the vegetables. So, but Sifu will respond to him, no. The way he told Sifu was, you know, I'm an expert here in this area. I'm teaching the person who really doesn't know how to cook.You know how to do the right way. And Sifu said, you just have to do what he said. So in other words, you'll be sent to this kind of environment to be trained to the point that you totally just follow the order.
这边很重要的一个观点就是不是人不是世间障碍你是我们的执着什么障碍了，所以我们说要离开世间，其实不是离开世间的这些什么人事物，而是离开对这个人事物的执着。
Here, the key point, leaving home, away, here the mention away from the world, is not really away, literally from people, events, the environment, rather.We are trained to deal with our own self-attachments to the event, to the people, to the environment. So, it's not physically away from the world, no. It's in training of your mindset, your own self-attachments. That is what we talk about, away from the world.
像我们有些居士，比如说到道场来，说哇，我以为道场没有是非，结果道场是非比家里面还多，就让他跑到那个道场去，发觉那边家道场也是一样，都有是非，跑来跑去的，发觉道场一样的，要不要去？其实不是，是你有什么，你自己有这个是非心的话，你就看到是非。
One person.Commenting, when I go to one monastery, I thought inside monastery would be everything so, you know, tranquil, calm, really nice. But what I found was that there is a lot of, you know, this gossips, you know, bad things and right things people are doing, all these entanglements of this, you know, so-called conflict, you know, with each other and all that. So this person then moved to another monastery and thinking, okay, maybe that's just a bad monastery. So he went to another one, same thing, you know, all these, you know, people fighting each other, gossiping and all that still remain exactly the same. So, but turns out, the reason is that because it's his own mind hasn't transformed. He's using this, his so-called the right and wrong mentality to view everything he is encountered. Of course, wherever he goes, he sees right and wrong and from his own perspectives.
你看我们这个世界清净还是不清净?
Ask question. Is this world pure or not pure?
<笑><笑>这个很关键的啊，就是说你只要知道说，佛看到这个世间是清净的啊，那你看到它不清净的，那表示我们是有一些什么烦恼在看这个世间。It's
a key point here, right? Buddha sees the world all pure. We, on the other hand, see things not pure because our own mind is not pure. Therefore, we see things not pure.
譬如说，两个人在吵架，那佛陀看到的是什么？ 哦, 非常的祥和。
For example, two people are having a heated discussion and argument. Well, if Buddha sees that, Buddha sees two people very peaceful, talking to each other.
你们在笑，你们不相信，我讲我的例子给你听哦。我实际上看到的就是非常的祥和。
If you don't believe this, I tell you a true story. True situation happened to me. I observed that, and I see, to, you know, it's really peaceful. I saw people argue with each other. But in me, to me, it's very peaceful.
我最早这里可能有人听过这个故事啊，就是最早我到屏东机场，就是到屏东去，然后下飞机，就看到两个计程车司机在什么，在吵架，那我就看那其中一个人就是很不讲理啦，就是那个人插队啊，那后面的人就跟他讲说，老大，这个要排队啊，啊？ 赶紧叫我排队，好，你今天你别想排。我刚看到这一幕，哇，我是打抱不平的，正想上去揍他，可是我是穿出家衣服，我就不好意思赶快跑，可是气就往上冲了。
Very early when I just became a monastic, one time I went to the southern part of Taiwan, the town called Pingdong. And after I was in the train, 是在机场还是？出机场。出机场哦，in the airport after an exit out of the airport, I saw two people arguing because one person told the other, you know, because there was a line waiting for the taxi, and the other person just cut the line and just trying to get the taxi, and so the person.
No, those are机场司机。
I'm sorry. Two taxi drivers, right? And taxi drivers supposed to wait, right, online to pick up the passengers. And that one taxi driver didn't want to wait online, just cut in front, right? So this person being cut came out and told the other, say, hey, you know, everybody's waiting online, please. And the person cut it and say, you dare to tell me that I had to wait online? So they were having this really fight. But me, on the other hand, I was a bystander. I saw the situation. I was really the kind of person, you know, if there's an injustice, I like to, you know, do something. But because I was wearing this monk robe, I felt I couldn't do that. But I was really angry at the person, the taxi driver who actually cut the line. But I had to swallow the anger.
那经过大概八年左右啊，有一次在台北，就看到两个计程车司机在捷运站旁边在吵架，我就看看是哪一个是欺负人的啊。同样的那个血液就往上冲了。
Eight years later, same situation happened, but a different location. This time, it was in Taipei. So I saw these two arguing with each other. Then I said, observe my own blood level, and it's still this kind of the anger still shooting up.
那时候正在修那个慈悲观呢、啊，我说希望众生能够快乐啊。那我就想到说，血往上冲，然后不对啊。那才想说好，那刚好那时候很快就想到说，诶、欸、我希望他们两个人齁、哦、不要什么都能够不要有嗔心。喔、哦、突然间我那个血液齁、哦、就从这边降下来，好舒服喔、
哦。Well then, at that point I was practicing metta. I was doing the metta contemplation, right? Because I wanted to, you know,I want all sentient beings be happy, you know, peaceful. So I was doing, at that time, I was practicing the metta. So when I saw that, and when I observed my anger shooting up, and then I started reminding myself, hey, wait a minute, I was practicing metta, right? So at that point, I started to really concentrate my method. And then the minute when my mind changed, all of a sudden,the anger, the blood started to lowered right away, and then all of a sudden I feel so cool and so peaceful.
第一次在屏东的时候，我看他们这两个人是，我用那个什么，就是什么路见不平什么拔刀相助的心看的，这样是就是嗔心起来了。第二次在台北，还是用这种心，因为是习气嘛，同样也是什么。也是那个气往上升了，可是我发觉不对了，马上就是什么，我希望他们两个都不要有嗔心，可是那个是什么，我是看说哪一个人是欺负人的，当然你这个是就是心就不平了啊，可第二个是要什么，希望他们两个都不要有嗔心，那我当然是什么心平气和了，所以那个马上讲那个，哇，那个差别好大哦。
Eight years ago in 屏东 at that pointI was very angry, right? I saw this situation, it's just not fair. That person shouldn't cut the line. So at that point, I viewed the event with my own hatred, the mind of hatred, to view the event. Obviously, I get so upset. Second time, same thing happened. Still, in the beginning, I still view the things with this mind of hatred.Therefore, I got upset. But quickly then, I changed it. And I'm wishing both of them happy. This is part of the metta practice. So because of that, right away, the outcome changed. Instantly.
也就是说，同一件事情，你不同的心态，其实你的感受是不一样的。那我们这一个，其实都还是有我的。那佛陀是什么？在任何一个时间都是无我，其实他也不会看到有两个人在什么在吵架的。
In other words, the situation of me is when you see the situation with whatever the mentality, the outcome will be different. However, for Buddha, because he has completely dissolved the sense of self,And he completely has seen everything is impermanent, is empty. Therefore, he wouldn't even say that he saw two people argue. But for me, I still have this attachment to the self, so I still saw people argue with each other.
包括我说，我希望他们两个什么不要有嗔心，还是有什么？我希望他们两个人不要有嗔心，这样已经不错了。我的心已经平静下来了，你就是。从头到尾就根本就没有看到有人在什么在打架，可是你心不这么想，可是那打架的事实有没有看到？还是看到了。
So to me, even though I was much better compared to 8 years ago, right? I was able to change my mindset to see them and wishing them well, wishing them, you know, not be angry at each other, not be angry at themselves. But still, I still have this, I'm coming from this, still from this point of view of I, to see them. So I still have this I and other attachment. But to Buddha, no. There is no sense of self. There is no event, that's argument, event that he sees.
所以我们不需要离开世间去修啊，在世间里面，等于是你改变你的心态啊。实际上不是心态啊，佛法最主要是更高一层是什么？从无我的什么改，不是从有我改变什么，变成无我。
So, there's no need for you to be away from the world. And the key point is.We have to change through Buddha Dharma the way we see things, to change our mentality toward all experience that we are encountered. But even, it's good that we can change from an averse mentality to a not, you know, harmful mentality, but we should practice even harder to advance to the point thatWe see events not from a sense of self, from the emptiness point of view to see things.
所以下一句也是嘛，正见临出世，邪见是世间，邪正尽达切，菩提性宛然。
So we continue. Correct views are called world transcending. Incorrect views are of this world. With incorrect and correct both destroyed.The nature of Bodhi is naturally apparent.
啊，这边我们一般来讲就是说，我们要用正见来什么取代邪见嘛。可是这边正见跟邪见全部放掉，这到底是什么意思
？This line, normally ordinary sentient beings try to cultivate to the point they replace.The incorrect view with the correct view. But however, this line here says, both incorrect and correct destroyed. What does that mean?
我们正见有时候可以讲说一切现象是什么无常什么我们知道苦空无常苦空无常无我对不对这个叫正见嘛那邪见叫做什么？常
乐
常乐我净嘛，对不对？可是这边是什么？这两者全部打掉了。
Ordinary sentient beings, when they try to cultivate, they use the concept of impermanence.Suffering, emptiness, and no self. To view the world, in other words, to then transform that into, they correct their incorrect view of seeing everything is permanent, everything is not suffering, you know, there is a self here. So we cultivate from that point to transform into understanding impermanence,suffering, emptiness, and no self. But here, we're talking about more advanced to the point that both incorrect and correct are destroyed.
那这边讲就是我们通常我们讲说世间叫做有对不对然后离开世间叫做什么无或是空那在这边的话是什么空跟有通通什么都不要我们市场叫做什么不住空什么不住有那可空可有非空非有
So when we talk about people in this world, meaning to, it's from the perspective of existence. Everything exists, you know. But if we talk about away from the world, then literally we're cultivating emptiness, no self, impermanence. But here it talks about we are not abide either, not abiding existence, nor abiding emptiness. Or they all exist, they all okay. So we are, in other words, here is talking about we are not abiding in any concepts here.
我们心经不是讲吗？色即是空，不是色不异空，对不对？这个色不异空还包括受想行识啊，就是色受想行，就是五蕴啊，不异空，然后空诶没有离开五蕴啊，最后就一个什么？色即是空，空即是色。
In the Heart Sutra, he talks about.Form is not emptiness, and emptiness is not form. Form is precisely emptiness, and emptiness is precisely form. Now, this is also, form is just one of the five skandhas. It also goes to form, perception, sensation, volition, and consciousness. They're all in that.principle.
这边主要是在讲说所有的色或是所有的空都是我们心中的什么的显现。
He talks about form or emptiness. It's all the representation of our mind ground.What is in our mind ground, we then perceive the situation as it is, as the way we, from our mind ground, will perceive.
有没有听过就是我们那个佛性呢、啊、它非还非胜然后什么可还什么可胜
Have you heard of the statement of Buddha nature is notordinary, nor sainthood, or not ordinary, or not sainthood.
什么叫做凡呢？就是你看在这个世间说啊，这是凡夫，这个是圣人，那这样的话你叫做凡。
What is ordinary?It is when you see, oh, this person is just an ordinary sentient being, and that person is a saint. At that point, it is ordinary.
那圣呢，就是他不会去分别，这是凡，这是圣，就怎么就是离开这种分别心，或是执着心，那叫什么叫圣
？However, what do you call?Sainthood. It is when you not see this person and say, oh, and call this person, oh, this person is an ordinary sentient being, and that person is a saint. It is when you dissolve this attachment or differentiations, then it is what we call sainthood.
那我们正见就是你不分别没有分别心不分别还圣叫做什么叫正见那邪见叫做什么分别什么还圣或是什么好坏那叫做邪见就是一般的世间的见我们一般就是分什么好坏啊对不对然后是啊这个人修行齁、哦、那就是什么弃掉执着然后变成什么变成开悟的人或变成圣人的这样的方式还是什么？还是世间的那个见解。
What here we call a correct view is when we don't have this discriminated mind to view things or person and call them either ordinary or sainthood. When we don't differentiate, when we don't have this discriminating mind of seeing what is right and wrong, it is we call someone with correct view. And to say someone with incorrect view then is even just to differentiate something like, oh, to say, oh, this person has attained great enlightenment and he is a saint, and that person has really have not done any kind of practice, and so he's an ordinary sentient being. Even with that kind of concept, it is what we call incorrect view.
另外就是他不分，已经没有分别，已经不会分别还生了然后他就讲说，这个是还，这个是圣，请问他心内心当中是有还生还是没有还生？
For example, for someone who has completely dissolved this discriminated mind, and he will not identify people as to view people as this is an ordinary person and that is a saint. But he would describe this person is ordinary sentient being and that person actually is a saint. Do you think to this person, does he have a discriminated mind or not?
比如说有个人他没有分别心的，那他是不会讲说啊，这个是什么？这个是凡夫的见解，这是圣人的见解。他这样的讲的话，会不会被从没有分别心变成有分别心？会不会？会的，请举手。
Okay, question. A person really has reached to the point with no discriminative mind. However, he make a statement to say, this person is an ordinary sentient being, and that person is a saint. By saying that, do you think it will change him into someone who, again, have that discriminated mind? And raise your hand if you think that's the case.
很好，这个大家很容易那一个，我就问一个问题：佛基本上不骂人了，佛没有烦恼了吗？那如果佛骂人的话，是不是佛就变成烦恼了？
Okay, let me respond this way. Now, we all know Buddha himself already someone has no vexation, right?But when Buddha is scolding someone, does that mean he all of a sudden the vexations come back?
比如说有个禅师，他已经什么，已经开悟了，甚至是彻悟了，然后在骂你，他说你这个不长上进的人，你有什么用？请问他是不是有烦恼？
Another example, a Chan master already reached highest enlightenment, completely dissolved the sense of self, the attachment. When he scolded his disciple, he said, so-and-so, you're just like really lazy and not practice hard and you're just useless. When he was doing that, was there a vexation in him?
有一次就是师父在讲经那我们一个法师就躲在录音室里面不出来，他在那边聊天呢，师父就很生气，就骂他：“你躲在那干嘛？”就我们就法师讲说：“我看到是，这是师父真的生气的嘞，是师父生气的，还是他自己的看法？”
One time, 师 Jesus was giving a talk, and one of his disciples was hiding inside the recording room, chatting with other people. Sifu got upset. Sifu then, no, that's wrong. Forget about what I said. Sifu then scolded that person, said, "What are you doing there, chatting, not listening to my talk?" And that disciple then said to the other, "Say, you know, Sifu looked really angry. He really was very upset. Do you think it really was the case that Sifu really got upset? Or because it's that person's perception, she perceived that Sifu was angry?"
他还跟我讲说, 我看到师父这个脸就是宽了一个呢,真的呢,这是真的呢。
He came to, over to me and said, "You know, I really saw Sifu's face turning towards you like a monster, you know, he got really, really angry."
所以我那时候就觉得说,如果师父就说,你出来,你掉的那一个,这样没有笑啊,没有笑啊。
Well, let me ask you a question then. If Sifu saw this person chatting in the recording room and respond this way, "Hi, so-and-so, come back here. You think that will be... do you think that way will work?"
人家讲的说,你出来吧。
Right? If Sifu used the detection, "Oh, come on, come here, come here, come here."
这样的话是可以吗? 这样我老师跟他说,师父真的没有烦恼了,还是可以跟你出来吧。
Maybe at that point, that disciple said, "No, Sifu really had no vexations."
所以这边就讲就是说,当你就是什么,这一个烦恼已经没有了,或是你已经照见无蕴皆空以后,即使你讲说,这个是好,这是坏,依然是什么? 依然是没有烦恼,那你还是可以什么?还可以在世间,我们叫什么?不离世间,可是又不住什么?不住世间。
In other words, in someone who has perceived all five skandhas as empty, who have already dissolved their own vexations, meaning their own attachment to events, things, completely dissolve the sense of self, the attachment to the sense of self, when they see things, when they respond to situations using angry words, all that, it doesn't mean they themselves then became vexed.
有一次师父就是拿这个普拉说,这个好吃,结果第二天那个人就送一箱来啊。 师父说,你送这干嘛? 师父不是讲说很好吃吗? 我说,我也没有讲说我喜欢吃。
One time, 师父 was pointing out a grape, and say, this grape is really delicious. Oh, someone heard that. Next day, a box of whole grapes show up in front of him. Sifu said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "Well, I said, I heard, you know, you said delicious." Well, Sifu said, "Well, I didn't say I like it."
按照他的标准的话,开悟以后,你就不能说好吃不好吃,就是不知道。我都要人家误会。
So based on this person, an enlightened person cannot even say this is good or bad.
所以我们用凡夫的角度,你去看他,开悟的人,你看不准,没开悟的人你也看不准的。
So for our ordinary sentient beings, we can't really accurately pointing out who's enlightened, nor we can accurately point it out who is ordinary sentient beings.
开悟的人看到我们都开悟的。For
the enlightened person, he or she sees everybody is enlightened.
因为他看到我们每个人什么, 你讲话你生气都是什么，都是我们佛性的一个什么妙用，那这个佛性是大家是什么，是共同的，那他因为没有分别心，那看到你是什么在那个什么用这个佛性，而且讲的就是很真啊，骂人的时候真的很生气，他们那些开悟人反而要还要写一下子，就是他很生气的时候，那让你看不出来这样子。
Because for these enlightened beings, they don't view events and they see things without this kind of discriminated mind. They see everybody is equal to him or her. We all have Buddha nature. So what he sees when people argue with each other, he sees the function of the Buddha nature. It's part of the function of the Buddha nature, which we share all the same. So he will watch that. People argue, he will say, I better learn. They argue really well. So next time maybe I'll use that to help others. So they won't see it as different. They won't see that people really argue. They see it's the function of the Buddha nature.
最主要就是开悟的人他们不会以这个为我拿来看待你们，我这边是开悟的，你那边是什么没开悟的，不会这样子的，全部都是什么都是一体的，那我们本来的心本来就是一体的，我们在一体当中把它切割为二，所以怎么看都是看到什么我你好坏。
Enlightened person will not have boundaries saying, this sideIs enlightened side, and that side is not enlightened side. So we separate that. No, it sees everything in one. What is that? All Buddha nature. We all share in one Buddha nature. So he does this not just me and you separated. No, they don't see it that way. Yeah, all together, us.One.
所以你跟他在打架，他不会看到是我看到你跟他在打架，全部都是什么都是我心中的东西。
So for example, two people argue with each other and this enlightened person saw that, he wouldn't seeIn his mind would not arise to say, I saw two people argue with each other. No. Because it's all one unity. And one unity, inside that one unity, something, a function occurred. That's how he sees it.
就如现在我们现在坐在这边，大家会不会有一种感觉，我看到其他人坐在里面，还是全部都是什么都是色印，都是受印，都是想印，都是行印，你们是看到无印，还是看到这个色，这个是色印，这是我，还是看到色印，还是全部看到的色印？通常我们是什么把色印当成什么我，把想法的想印当成我，那每个当下都一直用这种方式在什么在分别，我们每段时间就是一直会把什么这是色印，这不是我呢，其他人是色印啊，你看到其他人的心吗？看不到的，你是看到什么色印，那色印是谁的？是你心中的色印，可是我们就是很厉害，就能够把它什么分成这是别人，那别人也是这么分，就大家觉得说对哦，我看到你，你看到我，这没办法了。
For example, we're sitting here. In your mind, do you look at this way? I am sitting here, and they are sitting there, outside of me. Or do you see all this is the scandal of form? It's just the form, the perception, revelation, all these five skandhas in one. Now, because we don't see it that way, we see this body, this form, actually, it's just form, it's our mind. It's what? Transformed into this form. It's our mind, our Buddha mind. This transform into this form here that we perceive that as I. And everybody is doing that. Because everybody doing that, then there is this I, every individual I, then when this person I see the others, and I, then there's a separation view created, and then created, cemented in this perception in our mind. So we see us, this body, not as just form. We see this as I. And if everybody has that same beliefs, then we all operate together in this way. In other words, you believe this body is you, I believe this body is I, so we have this me, others, you created. But meanwhile, actually it's just this mind created this form, this perception of me and others. It's all created by this mind.
你们听了以后说，哇，这讲什么？我怎么听不懂？好，你们注意哦，哇，是在讲什么？我怎么听不懂？你是看到这是你的想，这是想法，还是法是听不懂？法是在讲什么？我听不懂。
Okay, maybe you right now in your mind say, "Wow, what did he talk about? What was he talking about? I really didn't understand." Now.This idea right now just occurred in your mind. What was he talking about? I didn't understand. Is it just your thought in your mind? Is it a thought? Is it a thought?
会把那个念头认为是花，是讲的我听不懂，对不对？念头浮起来，你就认为花是讲的我听不懂，因为那个念头是里面有花，是有我。
So the question is it just a thought, or is really a true situation that you know is something, or is that there is a 法师sitting in front of me, and what he was talking, I really didn't understand. A really occurrence just happened.
这部分就是我们一般人就是念头浮起来的时候，你看不到那是念头，你看到的是里面就是哇，是你可能这么想，其实你心里已经想着说。法师讲了我听不懂，那你的念头就糊出来。可是这念头是糊出来，就是念头而已。你会认为念头的内容有法师有我。
So, only sentient beings, when the thought arises, saying the thought is, I don't understand what he was talking about. In that thought, contains there is a 法师。There is 法师 talking about something that you didn't understand. That is a concrete thing there, instead of just a thought arised.
所以你如果懂的话，我想说你给我滚蛋！人家看到是人家是什么？是声音呢？你听到的时候，你给我滚蛋！你很生气。
So if you understand, there's a difference here. If I said, "Get out!"You don't understand. You really think, oh, he wanted me to just get out. Rather to think, oh, I just heard something.
就有一次打禅期，有一个人，他上天了以后开悟了啊，开悟然后就摸师傅的头。他说他以前哦很怕师傅，可是开悟以后就是平等心的就摸师傅的头。师傅就说要滚，师傅很凶哦，结果他开悟的人听到师傅跟他滚，哇！我开悟师傅怎么还骂我？就准备东西， 包一包要离开了，苏门长说：“真的要走吗？”说一下是什么？一下是凶，一下什么？一下很柔和。你觉得师父有骂他吗？你开悟的人还看到有师父骂我，你那有开悟啊？可是不懂，就是我们一般会把声音，我们就分别心还在的，会把声音分成他师父在骂我。可是当你照见五蕴皆空的话，声音什么东西骂人还是什么？还是五蕴皆空，还是声音而已。可是你的分别心，你就认为师父在骂我。
There's one example. One thing happened in one of the retreat. One retreatant, after 3 days, he believed he got enlightened. So he went to Sufu and started to touching Sufu's head. Because he felt everything should be equal. Right? And Sufu then scolded him, "What are you doing? Get out!" So he heard that, so he went to his room, started packing.Ready to leave. Because Sufu asked me to get out. So Sufu then went to his room and very kind, very, you know, just trying to say, just told him, if you really want to leave. So, to a person who's truly enlightened, will not see one Sufu who is really upset, just wanted to tell me to get out, and the other is so nice, trying to tell me to stay.And truly enlightened person won't have that kind of attachment, viewing things in a different way. Because they perceive all five skandhas are empty. There's no differentiating mind.
所以下一次你可以用无蕴皆空这个道理，比如说，我看到他是看到无蕴，还是看到他？你看到这个是看到你的无蕴，还是这是色蕴？是你还是色印？看到外面的话是色印还是他？然后你的感受是感受还是我的感受？然后他有感受的话，到底是看到感受还是他的感受？他有些想法一样，你想法出来的话，到底是想法还是这个想法？就是他是我。你在如果能够在这样子，能够用这种方式的话，后面就有一句什么？你可以这样做的话，你就会发觉，哎，处处。我们都不是什么，不是看到无蕴，我们是把无蕴当成我。那如果你这个东西不这样去看待它，你在经过什么？经过100劫的话，还是什么？你还是这个样子，还是这是我，这是你，这无蕴，这是色蕴。看照片，看镜子，镜子那个是什么？是不是色蕴？
嗯。
很多人就讲说这个是我啊，下面也是把下面当成我。电话打过来的话，是色印还是对方？我们觉得是对方啊，其实是声音啊。那这个部分如果你不改的话，永远你是听到对方。我们讲说哦，对方打过来，我们很少说我听到一个声音。人家又觉得很奇怪，你要讲什么？
When we truly practice correctly, we have to remember practicing what Heart Sutra was mentioned, or to perceive all five skandhas are empty. So, if we use that as our guiding post, when we encounter things, we understand when we see a person,It's just a form, not a person in front of me. Or when we hear somebody when we pick up the phone, someone call, we say, oh, so-and-so called me. But actually, we know that is just also a form. If we don't really train,or cultivate, or transform our mind in this way, then no matter how many kalpas we practice, we still will not succeed. We still are in the midst of this samsara world.
那最后，因为时间超过了，最后个总结啊。当有人骂你的时候，是那个人在骂无印，不是骂你。这是第一步，不要笑，这是第一步。第二步，不是那个人在骂你，是无印在骂什么无印。这第二步啊。那第三步，那个无印不是外面，那个无印是你的心，心跟心的互动。
To summarize today's talk, I gave you a method of practice. When someone scolded you, you see that as a five skandhas is scolding. And then you proceed, you continue practice to the second level. When someone's scolding you, you see, oh, one five skandhas are scolding the other five skandhas. And to the third level, you understand. See, all these five skandhas are your own mind. So created by your own mind. It's from your own mind.
因为无印是空性嘛，所以空性什么？空性骂空性，那空性禅宗的用词叫做心，心骂心，所以你就是每个当下都是空性骂空性，那空性喜欢空性，空性不要跟空性做朋友了。
Now, five skandhas.We said that earlier, possess the nature of emptiness. In Chan, we talk about the nature of emptiness. So, when someone scolded you, you look at this way. One emptiness scolding another emptiness.
So, 一般人还会讲说，他是空性，我是空性，结果他跟我还是什么又弄进去了，没办法啊。那这样的话就要下次再来听。
So if someone said this way, oh, his emptiness is scolding off my emptiness, well, you have to continue coming here and listen.
没有，我们会一直把讲了半天的话，你还是用什么我你的，然后多一个代名词而已，只能多一个空性而已，还是什么这个那个空性，那个人那个空性呢？在骂我这个空性呢，你的他跟我还是进去的。
The reason you need to still coming back, because we're going to continue trying to teach you how to dissolve this attachment to the sense of soul, because by saying, you know, this person's emptiness is scolding my, you know, emptiness, already you still from thisdualistic point of view to view things. The only difference you use the phrase nature of emptiness. That is the only difference.
如果你听不懂的话，就是迷啊，就是迷的时候就要一直听。那如果听得懂了，不是听得懂，你要跟它实践相应，这才算是悟啊，不是解悟而已，还要什么证悟。
So if you don't understand right now,Please come back continuously. When you don't understand, that means you are still deluded. And once you are not deluded, conceptually, it's still not good enough. You have to experience the nature of emptiness.
这个听不懂，那个可能参龙机会比较容易懂嘛，因为它又是什么？是针对六祖。会能演化出来，因为很多人就听不懂，所以他们禅师不断的一直发展一些新的什么方便法门。
参同契就是无尽宝镜无尽啊。Oh, OK， 嗯哼 ，OK。So if you don't understand, it's okay. Come back.Next time we'll talk about infinite mirror is no mirror. and it's easier to understand. That was developed through the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutra.
那回来以后可以帮助我们销一些书啊。
Also, come back, help us sell some books. Okay, so we end today's talk. We're gonna recite the Transformary verse. Again, we're gonna do it in English verse and follow with the Chinese. Please join your palms. May the virtues, merits, adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss. 愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。Please rise.